from the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida. This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. The Bahamas received some good news over the weekend for tourism.
To say that we have been now downgraded to a 3 based on the data recently submitted.
The CDC has lowered its travel warning for the country from a level 4 to a level 3 due to a reduced number of COVID infections in the recent weeks, down 66% actually. And last week, the Bahamas extended its cruise vaccine requirement, which states that all cruise visitors eligible for the vaccine must have it to sail there. That's even including the cruise line private islands. It's unclear when the extended rule will expire. And yet another Carnival Cruise Line ship has returned to passenger service. On Sunday, Carnival Legend welcomed its first guest in 20 months at the cruise port in Baltimore. The ship is kicking off a schedule of 7-night Bahamas cruises that'll stop in Freeport, Nassau, and either Half Moon or Princess Keys. And finally, Norwegian Cruise Line will be changing its pre-cruise testing policy effective January 17th. Instead of taking tests at home and then in the terminal on embarkation day, guests will only need to take one test at home. The test will be required to be taken within 2 days of the sailing for a U.S.-based sailing and 3 days for an international-based ship. In related news, Norwegian recently announced that it has extended its vaccine mandate for the foreseeable future. And cruise line stocks were mostly flat on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 0.25%, 22.30. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 85.26. And Norwegian down 0.5%, 25.51. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.